Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 10th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 29,300 head to sell, 11,500 feeder steers, 7,600 feeder heifers, 8,600 weaned calves as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior a call, 800-422-2117.
The news on flavored e-cigs talks a lot about technology and teen use. But parents need to know more about the dangers of nicotine. So know this. 1. Nicotine is a toxic poison that can rewire teens' brains. 2. It can increase mood swings. 3. It can limit attention and learning. So even when it tastes like candy, nicotine is brain poison. Go to stopswithme.com for more. A program of TSET.
Today's live cattle futures and feeder cattle futures both higher. The February live's up 92 cents at 142.90. April live cattle $1.65 higher, 147.82. They're outrunning all the other months. June up $1.22 at 142.47. We had 10 deliveries yesterday against the February live cattle. So there was, you know, much anticipation that this morning the market would be steady or maybe even weaker, given the fact that there are deliveries starting to take place. But it really didn't happen that way. It actually got stronger throughout the day, and not only got stronger but also reached new highs on that contract. So going into expiration, in delivery, making new highs, there must be some sort of meat shortage, or else it wouldn't be doing that. Feeder cattle also higher. Now we were $1.40 higher in the March at 168.27. We're going back toward those highs. We have a gap around 169.27, so we're right there near that gap. The April's up 80 at 172.57. May's up 82 cents here at 176.72. And then the hog market down 10 in February, but up 97 in April at 104.77. That hog market's also been really strong with about a $20 rally since middle of Jan.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City Farm Show and the Tulsa Farm Show. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 7th through 9th, 2022 at the State Fair Park. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call the show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Today's grain futures were quite strong on this USDA report day. We had that WASD and ending stocks and South American production estimates updated today out of the USDA. In my early initial thoughts, anyway, was the report was negative. The ending stocks in the U.S. were bigger for both wheat, or all three, wheat, corn, and soybeans. Wheat ending stocks were estimated at 648 million bushels. We were looking for 629. Beans were 325 million bushels. We were looking for 310. And then corn 1.54 billion, looking for 1.51. So bearish here in the U.S. Despite this rally. Ending stocks also a little bit neutral to maybe bearish. The wheat was a little bit lower than expected, but corn was larger, 2 million metric tons larger. The soybeans were 92.8 million metric tons. They're looking for 91.5. So bearish, but yet the market rallied. We were anywhere from 14 higher in March corn. December corn 6.5 higher. The beans are anywhere from 20 to 26 cents higher, with March up 25 and 3 quarters at 15.94. Chicago wheat up 6 to 9. And Kansas City July wheat up 12 at 8.18.5. Minneapolis was 13 to 14 cents higher. And then your cotton futures down a little bit, down to about 20 to 70 cents.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.